Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you The Longest Silence, a Shades of Death novel by Deborah Webb, performed by Shannon McManus. 1. Westwood, Kansas. Friday, March 4th, 8:30 a.m. Ellen Schrader only wanted a gallon of milk. How was she supposed to feed her children breakfast without milk? Now her son was late for school, all because she'd needed that damned milk. What she got instead was rear-ended by an old man who couldn't see his hand in front of his face, and suddenly somehow it was all her fault. No one had said as much, but why else would that young officer be sending her so many suspicious glances? He and the old man had been huddled together talking for far too long, probably whispering about her. Ellen braced her hip against the police cruiser. The officer had told her to wait right here next to his cruiser. All those flashing lights, from not one but two police cruisers, as well as the ambulance, were making her head swim. She'd already told the paramedic that she wasn't hurt. She was fine, perfectly fine. Now he, too, was in deep conversation with the officer. For Pete's sake, you would think she was some sort of criminal. This was what she got for attempting to obey the speed limit. Everyone else, including the old fart who'd hit her, wanted to fly like they were in a race against time. The officer peered suspiciously in her direction once more. This was ridiculous. Her hair was damp from the rain that continued to sprinkle just enough to be ignored by every single person except her, standing on the side of this godforsaken road. On top of that, she was freezing, and no one appeared to care.